meets me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
You know what I love about Gordon Goldsborough? Many things, but his dedication to this segment has him buying new microphones so we can get high-quality sound with Abandoned Manitoba, even though he's from a distance. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia. Yep, what can I say? I'm a perfectionist.
Now, remind us of the clue from last time.
Well, long-time listeners know that I am fascinated by abandoned sites that reveal something about how Manitoba has changed through the years. And this week, we're going to talk about a vacant building at Newdale that illustrates a change that involves money. You know, so just as a one-room schoolhouse reveals changes in education, you know, general stores reveal changes in retail shopping, to my way of thinking, a vacant bank reveals a change in the way that we conduct our financial affairs.
In what way?
Well, of course, today, a lot of us, our transactions that we do in money do not require a physical building. You know, if you ask a lot of people where they get cash, you know, many of them will respond in one of two ways. Either, you know, they'll say, oh, who needs cash? All my purchases are made with credit or debit cards or e-transfers or PayPal. Or secondly, or they go to an ATM. The idea of going to a physical bank, talking to a live teller and receiving or depositing cash is something that's seen as a quaint practice of the past.
So where does today's story start?
Well, I recently compiled a list of banks that are operating in Manitoba that were there 100 years ago. And my list for 1920 contained 16 bank companies that, well, I suspect most of us have never heard of. So here's a list: Alloway and Champion, Bank of Hamilton, Bank of Ottawa, Bank of Toronto, Bank de Hochelaga, Canadian Bank of Commerce, Home Bank, Merchants Bank, Molson's Bank, Northern Crown Bank, Standard Bank, Sterling Bank, Union Bank. They're all gone. And, you know, as a result of corporate mergers or insolvency or various other things.
So if there were 16 banks in Manitoba in 1920, how many bank buildings were there?
Well, so far, I've been doing some digging and I've found 317 bank buildings all over the province in 1920. And of course, not surprisingly, a lot of those were in Winnipeg. But in fact, every large town in rural Manitoba had at least one bank. And of course, a few of the larger towns had two or more banks. But even surprisingly to me anyway, was that a few of the very small towns had a bank too. You know, and so, for example, if we go to the village of Bradwardine, northwest of Brandon, in 1920, it had a population of just a little over 100 people. You know, pretty small place. And yet it had a branch of the Bank of Hamilton. Now, of course, the bank building itself is gone today, but people might know, remember that I am fascinated by old bank vaults, and Bradwardine still has an old bank vault.
So is that where abandonment comes into this story?
Well, yes, partly, but I actually have a better example where the bank building is still standing. So about a year ago, I was passing through the town of Newdale, which is in western Manitoba, northwest of Minnedosa on Highway 16. I noticed there was a two-story brick building on the main street that did not appear to be occupied. And so, you know, anytime you find a vacant building, I am immediately fascinated. So I stopped, I had a look at it. My first impression was that it was a former hotel. So I walked around it, I took a number of photos, and I figured when I get home, I'll do some research and find out about this hotel. And of course, it wasn't that at all.
What did you find out?
Well, the building had been constructed in 1906 by a local businessman by the name of Albert Fanning. And in fact, it wasn't originally a brick building. It was actually a wood frame building. It was only a number of years later that they added an exterior veneer of bricks. Well, it turns out it wasn't a hotel at all. It, in fact, had hosted two businesses. The eastern half of the building was occupied by the Newdale Post Office. And in the west side of the building was a private bank that was operated by Mr. Fanning.
What is a private bank?
You know, well, today we tend to think of banks as being public corporations that are chartered and regulated by the federal government. And they operate hundreds of branches across the country. Well, in the early 20th century, it was not uncommon for a person to operate their own bank as a business, you know, much like any other business. And of course, there were no guarantees of stability or protection of your deposits if the private bank went defunct. But a lot of them really thrived. So, for example, here in Winnipeg, there is a very prominent private bank by the name of Alloway and Champion. It had been established in 1879 by two men, William F. Alloway and Henry T. Champion. And in fact, it went on to become the largest private bank in Canada before eventually its assets were purchased by the Canadian Bank of Commerce. Alloway, by the way, is more famous for having made the initial donation that endowed the Winnipeg Foundation.
So what happened to Mr. Fanning's private bank at Newdale?
Well, he had operated for about 4 years. So in 1910, his bank was taken over by the Union Bank of Canada, which is actually in the process of a major expansion throughout Western Canada.
Was the Union Bank one of the banks that disappeared?
Yes, indeed. So it began in 1865 in Quebec City. And then because I guess it suspected that the future was in the West, it came to Winnipeg and it established its corporate headquarters in Winnipeg in 1912. And it operated numerous branches, including the one at Newdale, until 1925 when it merged with the Royal Bank of Canada. And therefore, the Newdale branch was rebranded as a Royal Bank. And in fact, it was the town's sole bank for many years, at least until 1955, because the post office moved into another building that year. And as far as I'm able to determine, its space was taken over by an insurance agency that operated until at least 1980. Then in 1982, the bank moved into a new building. And, you know, I haven't been able to determine what happened to the building after that. You know, I did peer into one of its windows when I was there last year, and I noticed that the interior was in, well, shall we say, sort of a bit of disarray. So I'm inclined to think that the building really wasn't used much after it stopped being a bank.
Are there any other vacant bank buildings around Manitoba?
Oh boy, yes. You know, the mainstream banks are downsizing all over the place. And of course, they're closing branches that are no longer handling enough business to be cost effective. And of course, many of these buildings are repurposed as other businesses, as homes. In fact, interestingly, at least six of these former bank buildings have been repurposed as museums. The museum in Bertle, Elgin, Hamiota, Roland, Waskata, well, even the Transcona Museum here in Winnipeg, all are old former banks. But sometimes the vacant banks are simply left empty. You know, so for example, when I was in McCreary back in 2018, I noticed the former Royal Bank building, and it was just standing empty at that time. I have a feeling that as bank closures continue, there's others that I'm simply not aware of. So I would encourage if any listeners are able to tell me about other former banks around the province. You know, I do look forward to receiving their emails and phone messages.
Thanks for this, Gordon. What do you have for next week?
Well, we're going to continue in the theme of how things have changed through the years. And so next week, I'm going to discuss events of 1929, because that year, the whole concept of grocery shopping completely revolutionized in towns and cities all over Manitoba.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Gordon.
We'll talk to you next week.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many